Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. And as more learning moved online during the pandemic, challenges and opportunities for innovation abound in the continuing education and training space. To understand what learners need and how learning delivery can adapt, NTUC Learning Hub has launched the How Singaporeans Learn Report, which uncovers trends in adult learning in Singapore. Joining us with his insights is CEO of NTUC's Learning Hub, Kwek Kok Kwong. Kok Kwong, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview.
The Hub's new report on how adult Singaporeans are learning found that 2 in 3 learners are reskilling themselves to find new career opportunities, right? Why, though, you think? Have they been retrenched? Are they just afraid for the future, quickly going to learn something new?
Yeah, I think Singapore is experiencing quite a bit of economic restructuring. And obviously, there are sunrise industries and there are sunset industries. And we do see workers wanting to migrate from one to the other. And in order to do so, I think they have to step up the game and sort of learn new skills and prepare themselves for the new industry. So I think online is a perfect environment for them to learn all these new skills by themselves. And I think in addition to that, I think the benefits of online learning is that you are able to learn just in time and just enough. And it allows the learners the greater flexibility to learn within their own time and space while balancing their work and life. Yeah.
Who's most likely, though, to reskill online? Obviously, we're talking about adult learners, so somebody who is of a certain age, or what are you seeing from the report?
Yeah, I would say that based on our research, we do see quite a bit of the entry-level executives are most likely to learn online. It could be that they are more natural with learning online because they grew in this environment. But the other reason could be that also they are entering the workforce coming from the academic world. So I think they have to pick up new skills like, for example, soft skills where potentially they could not have learned, say, in the schools. So just give an example. One of our learners, a 26-year-old learner, actually took up a refresher course on Excel, course on LHUB Go, where she became more familiar with Excel and data analysis tools. And thereafter, she was able to pick up new responsibility in inventory management at her workplace. And now I'm very happy to hear that she even coaches her peers. On the other end of the spectrum, we do see assistant directors and above less likely to upskill and reskill themselves online. And it's surprising to note that because I would have imagined that these senior leaders at the workplace would lead by example, but there could be many reasons. One could be that they are really inundated by work and responsibility. But the other reason that I would hazard to guess is that perhaps for this category of workers, they tend to treasure a lot more face-to-face interaction, and they see learning as a means, as a medium where they could network and make new friends, and also exchange experiences. Which I think could be diluted when you learn online. So that could be one reason why they have decided to more favor the face-to-face interaction. But for both groups of people, I think their preference is really to have blended learning, both the entry level as well as the more senior workers. More than 50% favors blended learning. But on the side of the assistant director and above, about 38% actually treasures that in-person learning, whereas for the younger folks, I think only about 20%.
Kok Kwong, let's talk about the career switches. For whatever reason, they're choosing to move to a different career. How successful have they been? And what are some of the common paths that they take in your experience at LHUB?
Well, we do have some examples, some very good success stories. And one of them actually was doing quite well as the head of department, as a hardware technician, and all that changed when he was suddenly retrenched. And he actually took on some odd jobs, but he decided to pick up new skills and transform himself by taking up a data fundamentals and cybersecurity fundamentals courses And today, I think he's doing quite well as a desktop support engineer. Again, I think this is one of the sectors that will be growing in the space of infocoms technology. Another success story that I have with me is that this lady was working as an operations manager, but was retrenched in January 2020. And in the 7 months without the job, she decided to upskill herself and wrote 12 courses with us. One of them, I think, is within that 7 months, and project management for all, is one of those examples. And she managed to land with two job offers that require project management skills. And I'm happy for her. And today she is working remotely, managing freelancers and planning court hearings. And she has put her project management skills to good use. So those are examples. We wish there could be more examples that could motivate other individuals that have been affected by COVID and be motivated by the opportunities shown by these success stories.
I think that's really inspiring already, the examples that you've given us, because a lot of the times I think people are just afraid.
Yeah.
We're speaking today with the CEO of NTUC's Learning Hub, Kwek Kok Kwong. What are some of the other reasons, though, Kok Kwong, that people might want to reskill online these days? Of course, we understand that a lot of learning has moved online because of what's happening, so that could be a reason.
Yeah, I think about 75% of our respondents say that they do so because they want to gain a basic understanding. So instead of like going into a course full steam, they decided to sort of like get a teaser.
Oh, dip your toe in the water first. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. To get a basic understanding of what this course entails and whether they could cope with it, or maybe whether it's interesting enough for them to pursue deeper. So that's like an appetizer. So that's one reason. And the second reason is that a lot of us pick up skills, but if we don't practice it, I think we kind of lose it. There's this saying that actually within 1 week, we almost lose about 75% of the knowledge that we learn, right? So I think the second reason is that actually it's a quick refresher. Online offers us that quick refresher on topics that we want to refresh our memory. And the third group will really be what we talked about, essentially to move from one sector to the other, one industry to the other. So those are the three broad reasons why people learn online, apart from the fact that social distancing has sort of like moved us towards that online option more than before. Yeah.
What other interesting trends, Kok Kwong, did you see emerge from your report?
Yeah, one of the very interesting trends is that prior to us launching this LHub Go, which is an offer that the company offered in April, essentially we offered free courses for our learners, and we actually picked up about 100,000 users since the launch 2020. And one of the surprising things is that actually more than half of the learners did not sign up for any online learning platform prior to this LHub Go. So we are very encouraged in a sense that people who have not had experience on online learning now are able to experience it. And the other good news is that actually about 50% completed at least one course online, which is very encouraging. So that's really a revelation for me. And the other findings that we had is that the most prominent age group that have never signed online courses is that those people, workers who are in the age group of 50s to 60s. And obviously, I think this group probably did not have that prior experience learning online, quite unlike the younger individuals in their 20s and 30s. So that's not surprising to me. Yeah, so those are the two trends that we picked up. And I think last but not least, I think with the explosion of online options, people still kind of like the blended option, i.e. combine the efficiency of some online learning with the effectiveness of some in-class learning. So they prefer that, right? Not fully online, nor fully face-to-face. They want to have the cake and eat it. It's the best of both worlds, yeah, in the sense. Yeah.
What were some of the top topics Singaporeans are learning?
Well, I think one of those things that we do see is really in the space of infocomms technology and office productivity tools, especially in the areas of automation and even data analytics, because more and more companies are very interested in data and how do you use data to serve your customers better. The second area is really about leadership and resilience in this current climate. I think mental resilience is really important, and the agility to flex from one scenario to another is an important thing that we need to shape our mindset to deal with the fast-changing, complex world that we are facing today. So those are the two things that are really hot in our courses. One is in the productivity and IT, and secondly is in this space about shaping your own mindset so they can deal with all these challenges that is confronting us.
Very quickly though, what's your top tip for those looking to reskill and maybe change their career pathways? Please don't say just do it.
Yeah, I was tempted to say that, but I think really scan the horizon and reflect on what are the changes out there. I think we don't take that pause to see what's changing around us. I think useful for us to take that pause in our life and see what's changing around us. And the second thing is really to reassess your current skill set vis-a-vis what is really emerging trends around us. And the third thing is really take action. Even baby steps do count. And last but not least, make learning a habit. I think don't learn when you have to, learn when you really enjoy it. So we are trying to learn, make learning into a habit where people enjoy. And so we hope that more people will come on board in this journey with us.
CEO of NTUC's Learning Hub, Kwek Kok Kwong, joining us today. Kok Kwong, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
This has been Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.